You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Indigenous population is rich in linguistic diversity, with over 300 languages spoken across different communities. Some of the languages can be as distinct as Japanese is to German. But many are at risk of becoming extinct because they're not widely accessible and have little presence in the digital space. Professor Janet Wiles is a researcher with the ARC Centre of Excellence for the Dynamics of Language, known as CODL, which has been working to transcribe and preserve endangered languages. She says one of the biggest barriers to documenting languages is transcription.
So how transcription is done at the moment is linguists select small parts of the audio that might be unique words, unique situations, interesting parts of grammar, and they listen to the audio and they transcribe it.
CODL researchers have been working with 130 languages spoken across Australia and neighbouring countries like Indonesia. Their work involves going into communities and documenting huge amounts of audio. So far, they've recorded almost 50,000 hours. Transcribing the audio using traditional methods is estimated to take almost 2 million hours, making it a painstaking and nearly impossible task. Knowing time is against them, Professor Wiles and her colleague Ben Foley turned to artificial intelligence. Ms. Wiles, who specialises in information technology and electrical engineering, was confident it could accommodate much faster transcription.
What machine learning can do is actually look for those patterns over vast amounts of data. So what you have to do is you have to get data into a form that a machine can read. So that's a really big part of what the pipeline that we've been creating is doing. So what artificial intelligence provides is the learning step from the audio to the text. And it sounds like a really mundane thing, but that's the key step for a language to cross the digital divide. So to go from a spoken language to a language where people can text on their phones, can, you know, use it with digital tools.
She says last year they partnered with the technology giant Google to develop what is known as machine learning technology, which can process audio recordings. Mr. Foley says they've been able to build models for 12 Australian Indigenous languages, as well as Indigenous languages in the region. He says it includes languages such as Abui, spoken in Indonesia, and Cook Islands Maori.
So in the 12 months we've been working with Google, we've run two workshops. The first workshop took 3 days to set up the system. The second workshop, in the afternoon, 20 linguists were able to work on building language models for 12 languages. Six of those were Australian Indigenous languages.
As part of the ongoing project, the team has worked closely with community members in the Northern Territory's Noongar region, where over 10 languages are spoken by 1,000 people. Professor Wiles says with the help of the Noongar Language Centre, they've developed a robot known as Opie that aids in teaching children the local languages.
The robot can't teach language, but what it can do is it can support the language workers in what they already do. So it has three different kinds of activities. It has stories, which gives children exposure to the complex grammar of their language. And then it has memory games, which is practice with the words, and then it has pronunciation practice.
Professor Wiles says at the moment, due to the lack of resources, children only get about an hour a week with language workers. She says the robot enables the children to continue learning even after their lessons have ended.
So the idea of the robot is to amplify their efforts. So everything that's on the robot has been developed with and chosen by the community as material there. The voices are the voices of the people they know in the community, and the children love to hear the voices of their teachers and their community elders.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.